Nurses at Champlain Valley Physicians Hospital in Plattsburgh have been working without a contract for 2 years, and they're urging hospital administration to come to the table to negotiate. Members of the New York State Nurses Association at CVPH include not only registered nurses, but also pharmacists, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, nutritionists, and laboratory staff, among others. Emergency room RN at CVPH, Liz Craigmile, says in the last decade, the nurses' pension, morale among workers, and standards of care at the hospital have been slowly disintegrating.
We're trying to negotiate a contract that includes safe staffing, fair pay, and, you know, the benefits that we currently have continuing. It's never a good idea to stretch nursing at the bedside so thin. Safe standards exist for a reason.
She says the union fought for high-quality health insurance in their last contract negotiation, but the University of Vermont Health Network, which runs the hospital, is aiming to pull that back. Union members picketed last week to try to put pressure on administration to start new negotiations. Craigmile adds the network has imposed restructuring that created issues with nurse-patient ratios, and they're filling positions with expensive travel nurses instead of working on recruitment and retention.
We've been experiencing a brain drain of qualified, say, 3 to 5 year intermediate level nurses. And most of that has come from the fact that administration here continues to fail to entice them to stay by denying them a fair and legal contract and attempting to take away their health care.
Research shows having lower nurse-to-patient ratios makes a big difference for the patients, nurses, and hospital. For instance, hospitals with one nurse for every 8 patients experience on average 5 additional deaths per 1,000 patients than hospitals who have one nurse for every 4 patients. And the research says safe staffing reduces turnover, which saves the hospital money. It costs about $82,000 to $88,000 to replace a registered nurse. I'm Lee Wolke reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.